Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that he may be able to stand before the Lord. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahweh's Radio, special edition called Thursday Evening. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast Special Edition called Thursday Evening is now on the air. I'll be your host by name, your seer, Israel of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries, the Deep Dark Sands of the Bible, tape number 20, or part 20. So we just going to go and find our elder and bring him in. And on the international side, it's over 700,000 strong, ready to hear some Thus Says Yahweh. And this memo come in. Seer, would you acknowledge the Director of Education and Counsel and one of his leading rabbis? What is his name? Michael, I'm not going to try to butcher his name. We're going to check these names out. S-K-O-B-A-C and Rabbi T-R-I-M-M. All right, Elder, once you get through what you're doing, Elder, I'm taking a look and see can you run down these rabbis that to just monitor the broadcast for the nice episode pertaining to which you have a debate on the Talmud. Nope. But we appreciate you coming to the room. So the name is Rabbi M-I-C-H-E-L S-K-O-B-A-C and Rabbi T-R-I-M-M. So, Elder, take a look at that. Take a look at these two rabbis that is joining the nice broadcast and asking the seer, will he debate them in the Talmud? Rabbi Michael S-K-O-B-A-C and Rabbi T-R-I-M-M. I'm not going to butcher your name, so I'm going to let your name remain. And maybe the young line will take a look at these two names. And let's see, is you legit? And let's bring our elder in and tell you about the broadcast. And then we'll take a little peep at what you're saying about will we debate you in the Talmud. Do you know anything about the Talmud? We know a little bit about it, but you're not going to be able to dictate to me. We know a little bit about the Talmud now. Let's see if we can bring our elder in and bring the elder in, and he'll tell you about who brought this broadcast, and then we'll take a look at these two rabbis that's joined in nice episode part 20, named Michael S-K-O-B-A-C and Rabbi T-R-I-M-M. So take a look at them, young line, and put it to the side, and let's talk about them a little bit later if they is legit. Let's bring our elder in and see what's going on. So we meet the elder with a loud voice, take number 20. This is called a special edition called Thursday Evening, and what's special about it is we coming to your broadcast. It's nothing to do with the special edition called the Thanksgiving Day that was done to the 10 northern tribes on the day that most of uninformed Israelites will be engaging in on the Thanksgiving Day. So we leave that like that. We're not going to get on that Thanksgiving Day. Because this is the day and tomorrow, whatever day is, this is the day that the 10 northern tribes were slaughtered. Blood ran down like water everywhere. And we still have not come to the conclusion that when you're dealing with these days that's outside of Leviticus 23, it's days when you caught the short end. Why or how do you celebrate things that will, once you find out who you are, you will be in on the short end of something? Why don't you celebrate things that put you in your proper position? Children of Israel, Israel, the Israelite. Got it? Good. We're going to bring our elder in. He's going to tell you about the broadcast. Then we'll take a look at these two big dignitaries that's supposed to be in the room, these two rabbis, and want to debate in Torah. And let's see, bring our elder in and tell you all about the broadcast. Elder, Mr. Taylor, Yahweh bid you there, see you right here.
And Yahweh bless you, see you as well. See you all. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, the elder. One thing we know, the beat goes on, the fox tail been lifted, curtain hell went up. And one thing about the voices of the two is like the six anointed camps, we have well received all over the known world. And we got special guests on the nice broadcast. Once you are the young lion, tell me they are legit. So we'll talk about it later, but right now, you on the clock, take your time. Tape number 20, special edition called Thursday Evening. The floor is yours. You on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you. See you, Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Well, it's always a great pleasure, as I say, to be around as many people in the word of Yahweh that want to do the right thing. And I consider that a great privilege, because when we go as far as to look at other people's strengths, their strength is in what they do, and ours is in the Bible. And that's why we like to stay in the Bible. I think the person that you were looking up, his strength is shows in what he does. And I think that name is Michael Skobeck, which I've heard that name before. Now take a little look at that before we get started with our broadcast. Michael Skobeck, he was one of the world's most foremost authorities, according to what I see, on missionaries and cults, that's C-U-L-T-S. Is the director of education and counseling for Jews for Judaism in Canada. He was educated at Northwestern University. Now, that's part of his forte, because our forte, like I said, is in the Bible. And we like to stay in our strength. Because when we are here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching and Christianity, this is one of the things that we have to do. We have to stay in the strength of the Bible, talking about that which we know. And when you get into another direction and another man's strength, you are always at a downfall, because we're not studying Buddhism, colloquialism, or any of the other religions out there. We're studying the word of Yahweh. Where did this word come from? You know, we were talking about that earlier today with one of our men of knowledge. And he gave me 1 John chapter 1, verse 49. And when you read that, we won't read it now for time's sake, but you need to make a note. 1 John chapter 1, verse 49. You know, Yahweh says these words that he speaks, where they came from. And I think, first of all and foremost, we need to know that. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. Well, we've been often asked, how can you guys get this much from one book? So we find out we have people of authority coming to check to find out where we get all this information from. How do we connect the books, which we generally do? We speak about your health, foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. And maybe this is all this is not done in other ministries. But we do all this because you have not. And while you're here, this is information that you came to seek and now found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the days of Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday unless we have a Sabbath day, a high day, or a special event. Now, we always have a Sabbath day, and the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. That time starts at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. There's a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices and enter tribeyada.com. And after clicking enter, just under the big lion, you will see some choices, one of which being tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. In the other device, you might see menu. But again, after clicking this, you'll still see choices. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us to read the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Aqua, you tenants of the people. Give unto the Aqua glory and strength. 8, give unto the Aqua the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone, each and every broadcast, that when you're doing this, to remember that Aqua loves a cheerful giver, and also donations to his ministry. It's greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and mentioned once again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing your dust says Yahuwah alive. Also for building a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, we even have a calendar. Check the calendar. It will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This feature you'll find is available by entering three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click on it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into the live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses for the listening members to use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. These are for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind, the first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But also in saying this, do not call this number trying to teach. As a reminder, you will only hear a discouraging dial tone. In saying that, you can also call this number to order the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. Also, we might ask, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you might imagine, the seer is pretty busy. With the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, announcing many memos, as most of us have seen, even as later as today. And now, even the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Unless you call trying to teach. As I said, you will only hear a discouraging dial tone. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of today's program, catch the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays, program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yakwa Radio Live, and after click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. And just choose the program that you are late logging into, or look down the list and choose any particular day that you would like to listen. Also, for another note, during our normal broadcast, we are also simultaneously transmitting on Paltalk. You can either log into Paltalk by phone, tablet, or your computer. You just need to download the Paltalk app. We'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Just look for the Voices of the Trizalites, Tribe of Yada. The room will hold 50 or more people where Yahuwah's Word will be working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the discussed topics we had during our broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel riding a shotgun. And during this time, we'll take no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And the broadcast ends before teaching time. Our teaching will continue on Paltalk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, when we are given the scriptures to speak by the seer, that even includes myself. Always be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah will flow smoothly to our listening members. Remember that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that want to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah. So we can start the listening of these righteous words and learning these scriptures. We'll pass our program back over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Okay, looks like we have to jump back in there again. And what were we looking at? We were looking at the verse of St. John, chapter 1:29. As I had asked people, probably they should take a note. What does that say? Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art son of Yahuwah.
All right, there, Yoda. Excellent. That's excellent. Well, you know, so often I was just entertained by the WCC. They can cut into my microphone whenever they get ready. And so happened I was just getting ready to speak, but they came in to say, make sure you acknowledge of these two rabbis, the director, which you already did. But in the same token, Elder, can you look up and tell me about their backup? They got a backup rabbi called R-I-M-M. So they remind me, will I debate them in the Torah? But automatically you will stack the deck with two against one. So can you tell me anything about T-R-I-M-M? And while you're doing all that, I pick out over the lines up and see when I see who will be on the broadcast. And then when you find out who is T-R-I-M-M, Rabbi T-R-I-M-M, then we'll see which way the special edition called Thursday Evening going. And remember one thing. The special edition called Thursday Evening, it is pointing toward the 10 northern tribes of Israel when they was massacred by the When you celebrating being any part of what's going on today, but associating with it, that means you go along with the killing of your bloodline people called children of the Northern Kingdom, the children of Israel. So keep that in your mind. All right, good enough. Let's see if we get the young line and the mothers in on this broadcast, and then we'll find out about this other big dignitary, Rabbi T-R-I-M-M. But right now we're going to find a young line and bring him in, and when Elder get the report about him, then you step on back to the microphone and and let me know he is legit too, or is he not. All right. So, Micaiah, we're coming to you out of Camp One. I'll be there, see you, Roy.
Yahweh, bless you there. Dear Israel, oh, see Roy.
Hello, Yahweh. Hello, Yahweh, young lion. Well, one thing about a young lion, you know, Foxtail L been letting the curtain L went up, and that's why we say it's very important for the 12 to get into a our room and just rehearse the righteous act, because sooner or later you'll be on the clock, and we have to lead by example. So one thing about it, you can read your Bible all you want to, but until you have live in your Bible, and matter of fact, I got to make a note of that. Because, see, you got two types of ways to read your Bible. An oil way is when you diversing back and forth with somebody and by just reading a book. That's one thing. But you can read the book all you want to, but you still have to be, according to Acts, we'll bring that verse out. You can read the Bible all you want in any other book, all you want, but you got to have live action on it according to Scripture. We'll take care of that in a minute. But right now, young lion, we heard you, and I'm gonna wait till the IL to give us that second rabbi's information, and we'll go get the mother. You got it? All right, come on there.
I don't know if I was on mute or not. Well, it's a short.
No, you all good.
It's a short description, because the first thing that I found, if you look at that name, I think the first name that you want to look at when you say the last name is T-R-I-M-M, Rabbi Trim. Well, I think the first name is James Scott Trim. Well, the notification you will find on him, first open it up.
Well, hold on there. Now, the first name, according to what I'm looking at on the stream, is his name is... I-C-H-A-E-L-S-K-B-A-C. He's spelled, according to what I'm looking at, by the WCC to acknowledge him, that he will be amongst the broadcast for tonight. He's the Director of Education and Counseling. He's Rabbi M-I-C-H-A-E-L-S-K-O-B-A-C. Now,
okay.
What you got on him again, Adam?
Now, that one I had looked up at first, and initially when I started the broadcast, that's Michael Skobeck. Now, he is a registered rabbi. It was stated that, getting back to that again, Rabbi Michael Skobeck is one of the world's most foremost authorities on missionary and cults. They had spelled that word out, C-U-L-T-S. He is the Director of Education and Counseling of Jews. For Judaism in Canada. He was educated at Northwestern University. That was my first station. Now, the other rabbi you mentioned, Rabbi Trim, hopefully we have the right first name. But Rabbi James Scott Trim, he is listed under the disfellowship. It's a statement saying disfellowship of James Scott Trim. Is that you, Ron? You got something?
Yeah, no, you got
James
something.
James Scott Trim.
That's right. J.S. Trim. See, I didn't want to pronounce his name no kind of way, because I know I'm going to end up butchering up a name. You know, I get more calls on butchering up a name than actually the message. So I was just, you know, it says J.S. T-R-I-M-M, Rabbi James, Rabbi J-S-T-R-I-M-M. All right, go ahead, Adam.
That's abbreviated for James Scott Trim. So that was that's his full name. He's listed as having a disfellowship with that organization. He had a ruling issued against him from the congregation. So that's it in short. So doesn't have a good report.
Okay, well, good. See, this would happen. Well, this would happen in that case, Elder. See, the world are always to have disturbance between themselves. But when it comes down to delivering you up, they are, you know, they'll rally the camps together to deliver you up. Then they'll go back to fighting among themselves. See, you have a lot of them in history had a issue against the North and the South. Even when Britain let their slaves, which looked like them, come to the New World called America, they fought against each other until it's time to whoop you. See, everybody come together to, and that's our problem today. No, and remember, J. Edgar Hoover said the worst spirit, according to his own writing. Matter of fact, young lion Brother Mackay, pull that up. What J. Edgar Hoover said. He said the worst spirit that happened to mankind is what they call Israelite unity, but he used the word called Negro unity. So he said that's the worst spirit. See, they don't worry about. They will come together to deliver you up to like the two rebels right now, the two rabbis right now. They don't have no problem. They might have problem among themselves, but if it's to deliver you up, no problem to deliver you up in your mind. So you're trying to get this message across to the six anointed camps. You just cannot continue to break rank. You're always behind on thus says Yahweh, because all the other nations, they have no problem coming together to deliver you up. But you just don't have that type of fear. All right, good enough. So you have made it plain, Elder, so we're going to signify the mother and bring mother in on a nice broadcast. See, once we recognize this Bible, and this Bible is for the children of Israel, to the children of Israel, and it's about the children of Israel. Once you got that down pat, then you'll be able to see things more clearly, but like I said again, that's time to come. So, Mother E, one of the mothers out of Camp 1, and Yahweh be with you at Mother E.
Population see Israel of Seed Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Mother E. Mother E, like I said again, you maybe take one of them old straps you used to use back in the days. And I think you want to bring it to one of the classes, and you got to see who needs it. Who needs some of that strap? You know, so you got to just, most got to get together and see who needs some strap. You know, so every now and then some strap is good. Every now and then, you know, if the three most get together and look among and see who needs some strap. Never know. All right, good enough. So we leave that like it is. So we clear that we... Our special guests, that will be Monday broadcast, and we'll see which way it go on the two rabbis. So, okay, good. No problem. Brother Micaiah, we already, I thought we did bring you on the table, but we'll do it again. Brother Micaiah, Tribe of Yahdah, Judah, up and coming teacher out of Camp 1. Yahweh be for you.
And Yahweh bless you there, Sir Israel of C.D. Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hello, Yahweh there, young line. Young line, we going to see if we get something going on. And we welcome all new guests that's on the broadcast. And so we don't know how we're going to go, but one thing we know we're going to go. Well, how about taking a look at Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Young line, what that say that we can read?
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
You know, young lion, I that the righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour. And I believe that. So, the righteous spirit, it not only will teach you in that very same hour, it'll tell you on how to operate this manuscript in that very same hour. Now, and that when you violate what's written in this Bible, you're going to come up short. And we'll get a case in point. Let's open up on this special Thursday evening. This is the day where the 10 northern tribes, Israelite descent, they was massacred, bloody. They was beat down so bad, they were torn to pieces, dogs, rifles, knives, everything. So this is a day of mourning for the 10, all 12 tribes, because your brothers was massacred on this day. And we have to be clear about that, but we are so divided with not having the proper understanding. We think this is a joyful day, but it's not when you know the truth of yourself. Or tomorrow. Hope days, it is a killing of the children of Israel, all 12 tribes. Because remember, Benjamin, Levite, they was always around all the time. But you give credit to the northern kingdom. But so if you celebrating the massacre of your people being slaughtered on you, according to the prophet. No said on that. So, now, let's pause for it. And it is a message that I want to play that was on the answer machine that I need to play a message on the answer machine pertaining to something that they have said in advance. I'm going to play part of it, and then I'm going to get with the topic of the lesson. Let's see how I play part of it and see what's going on we can read. We'll get part of it.
Cold weather at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey to celebrate finishing reading the entire Talmud. On January 1st, 2020, nearly 90,000 people braved cold weather at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey to celebrate finishing reading the entire Talmud. Overflow crowds celebrated in hours at Barclays Center in Brooklyn, and live video feeds connected celebrations around the world, reaching an estimated 1 million people. This event, called the Siyum HaShas, happens every 7.5 years, the time it takes to read the entire 2,711 pages of the Talmud, one page per day. A page of Talmud, by the way, looks like this. It's a masterpiece of graphic design with a layout unchanged for hundreds of years. It's also written in partial sentences in a dead language with no punctuation. So what is the Talmud? And how did this unusual text inspire what might just be the largest and longest-running daily book club of all time? Jewish law is rooted in the Torah, which begins with the creation of the world and traces the Israelites' journey from slavery in Egypt to the Promised Land. Along the way, Moses relays hundreds of mitzvot to the Israelites. Those mitzvot are known as the written Torah. For example, in the Ten Commandments, God says, "But the seventh day is a Sabbath to God. You shall not do any work." The traditional understanding of what those mitzvot mean and how to observe them, like what activities count as work on the Sabbath, is known as the Oral Torah, passed down verbally through generations. By the 2nd century CE, there was a concern that this knowledge would be lost due to persecution and migration as Jews began to spread beyond...
All right. Now, what we have found out that, see, they would trap themselves up in their own words. They said Moses laid out the Israelites. Then all of a sudden they put a word called the Jew on there. So you see, that's what the ear, you know how some people have an ear for hearing good music, and some people got the taste for drinking good wine. You got to have the ear to understand that they will verbally trap themselves in every statement, but you have to have a proper ear. That means you have to be in the right frame of mind. And like in last night's lesson, you have to be where you say, again, hear them out. As a matter of fact, let me get a case in point on that. Let's go to Jubilees there, young man. I need to go back to Jubilees 3, 1, 2, 3. You got to be in the right frame of mind for this, what we're doing in setting up this foundation. You have to have your mind must be right. Because if your mind ain't right, you're going to always be fumbling around at a time appointed, and you're not going to be able to deal with this if your mind ain't right. If your mind ain't focused in on just as Yahweh and understand how Yahweh operates with you. And Jubilees 3, can you help me out in 1, 2, and 3 there, young line? What do it say when you open up a edition called Thursday evening with by going to Jubilees chapter 3, verse 1, 2, and 3? What does that say there, young line?
We're going to read the book of Jubilees. We're on chapter 3, and we're going to read verse 1, 2, and verse 3. The book of Jubilees, chapter 3, verse 1 reads, And on the six days of the second week we brought, according to the word of Yahweh, unto Adam all the beasts and all the cattle and all the birds and everything that moves on the earth and everything that moves in the water, according to their kind and according to their type. The beasts on the first day, the cattle on the second day, the birds on the third day, and all that which moves on the earth on the fourth day, and that which moves in the water on the fifth day, too. And Adam named them all by their respective names. And as he called them, so was their name. 3. And on these 5 days, Adam saw all these, male and female, according to every kind that was on the earth. But he was alone and found no helpmeet for him.
Good. So right there, that's where it starts at. It starts with the family understanding one thing, that the creation that Yahweh set up, he set the man to lead the way. And once he instructs this man on every way possible, that then he brought in woman to be a helpmeet to this man. And if you don't have a helpmeet with you, then shame on you, shame on you. And that's the rules of regulation. Then Yahweh will look at you more clearly when you in a relationship. That everybody have to know their rules. That's why a lot of teaching has to be done. You must have a helpmeet that meets your needs. So their needs, wasn't the creation of the woman's needs. It's the man's need up under Yahweh. So once you understand these things, that's how the creation was set up, then all you supposed to say is behind that by going to Jasher. Now we're going to the book of Jasher now. We've done Jubilees 1, 2, and 3. Now I'm going to do Jasher chapter 3, 1, 2, and 3. Then we're going to go in on and peep at some things. As we hear, we will put on the table. We're going to Jasher chapter 3, verse 1, 2, and 3. What does it say?
Okay, we're going over to the book. Going over to the book of Jasher. Chapter 3, verse 1, 2, and 3. The book of Jasher, chapter 3, verse 1 reads, And Enoch lived 65 years, and he begat Methuselah. Enoch walked with Yahweh after having begot Methuselah, and he served Yahweh and despised the evil ways of men. Verse 2. And the soul of Enoch was wrapped up in the instructions of Yahweh, in knowledge and in understanding, and he wisely retired from the sons of men and secreted himself from them for many days. And it was at the expiration of many years, while he was serving the Yahweh and praying before him in his house, that an angel of Yahweh called to him from heaven. And he said, Here am I.
Yeah. So the angel called from heaven and said to him, because he hadn't done the right thing. First of all, he separated himself from men to be able to receive Yahweh. So if you a crowd pleaser and you always among people all the time, then God would not show up on you, because you have to have quiet time to receive what the Almighty to the, you got to have some quiet time. So you have to break away to be in position to tell Yahweh, here am I. Now let's go, and now he says that he was taken somewhere, And we're going to find out in the book of Second.
You what?
Second Ezra.
You stop working.
Chapter 8. We're going to the book called Ezra. The E-Z-R-A, man, but it's Ezra in that red book. You online? And we want to look at the 8th chapter and pick it around by verse 50. We want to lay a little foundation. And the reason why we're doing this, although we got big dignitaries on the network, because you know why we're doing this right here? Hey, Mother E, in the book of Matthew 21, Mother E, can you tell me what it says? It started 23 and we keep reading until we get our point. It's a point that Yahweh will give you once you don't always jump and laugh when it's nothing funny or stretch when you're not even itching.
Mm-hmm.
So in Matthew 21, Mother E, can you tell me what it says in verse 23? We can read till we get our point. Matthew 21, as a matter of fact, pick up at verse 22. We're going to Matthew 21, 22. Hey, Mother E, what can we read out of Matthew 21? Let's read a little bit. Come on.
The book of Matthew, chapter 21, verse, starting at verse 22. Verse 22 reads, "And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believe, you shall receive." Verse 23, "And when he will come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching and said, by what authority will thou be saying? And who gave thee this authority?" Verse 24. "And Yahweh the Son answered and said unto them, I also will ask you one thing, which if you tell me and likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. Verse 25, "The baptism of John, which was it from the heaven or man? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, if we shall say from heaven, he will say unto us, why did you not then believe him? Verse 26, but if we shall say of man, we fear the people, for all hold John as a," verse 27, "and they answered Yahweh the Son and said, we cannot tell. And he said unto them, neither tell I you by what authority I do these things."
That's it, Mo. So you see, sometimes you can't always just stop what you're doing and address them. You got to sometimes say, I'll tell you what, we're not going to make a judgment on this broadcast because you got your big dignitaries there, and we're going to do this. No, we're going to do what way Yahweh allow us to do according to his scripture. So we're going to ask you something. Now, if you answer our question, then we'll answer your question. That's what we're going to do. See, we're going to ask you something. Now, if you answer what we got on the table, then we all will answer what you got on the table. But you have to answer what we got on the table. Now, Brother Micaiah, up and coming teacher out of Cap 1. So we found out, Jasper said, the seer, he said that back in the days, if you want to get Yahuwah's attention, you have to break away from things that will distract you, but you can be able to say, here am I. See, Yahuwah will watch you until you prepare to receive to say, here am I. So if you can't break away to receive nothing, you're not going to get nothing because you're not following the rules and regulations. Sometimes you got to go sit on the dock of the bay because Yahuwah might have something to say to you in advance. Because like I said, what's going on today, they have been taught on a long time ago, and it's supposed to be, before be very aware of it, to deal with it today with no problem. But if you don't have this understanding, that means shame on you. So now we find out something about that. Now we're going to precept that to find out exactly where was told, but we can be clear where all this good stuff is at. We're going to 2 Ezra chapter 8 there, Brother Micaiah. And let's see what Yahuwah says in the 8th chapter, 50 to 63. What he said that we can read there, come on.
Okay. We're going over to the book of 2 Ezra, chapter 8, and we want to read verse 50 down to 63. The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 8, verse 50 down to 63, verse 50 reads, "For many great mysteries shall be done to them that in the latter time shall dwell in the world because they have walked in great pride." Verse 51. But understand.
Hold that point. Hold that point there. Thank you there. Right there. Read that verse again. Listen to you, the man just said. He says, what's going to happen to you when what? The man, I mean, look what he said in that verse 1. What did he say again? I mean, in 8 verse 50, what did he say, young man?
Okay, 2 Ezra chapter 8, verse 50 reads, "For many great mysteries shall be done to them that in the latter time shall dwell in the world, because they have walked in great pride."
Well, wait a minute. Now, that word kind of defaulted me there. Many great what? Let me, because I'm not hearing great what?
Walking great pride.
No, before that, you said many great what?
Okay, I'm going to pick it back up. The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 8, verse 50. "For many great miseries shall be done."
Okay, not mysteries. Because there ain't no more mystery now that we're on the broadcast. That's the point. Now the mystery is over with by our man to boss. Thank you, Mother Z. Because like Mother Z said, hey, see it? Okay. Many great mysteries. I mean, many miseries. See, many miseries are happening to you. See, our job now is to unlock all these mysteries because you both be embezzled pitiable condition because you have believed the world that tell you just go grab a book, start reading it, and just because you can read and got a college degree, you know something. No, it don't work like that. No, you got to orally sit down upon the anointed leadership and let them hear you read, then be able to make you understand what you're reading, and then you have it to pass on. Now, you see the one that got these degrees, they can sit there and read the book all day long from cover to cover. So what? They ain't the order of Yahuwah. You got to sit up under knowing leadership to understand what you're reading. Now, we get a case in point. Hey, Mother, you get a case in point on that. You got to be sitting up under anointed leadership because I love to hear them say, well, I'm reading. I read the Talmud from all 2,711 pages. What do you mean, how I knew that? Well, you know a lot of things. It'll come to me. So, what kind of need to find out yourself is 2,711 pages. So that just came to me just then and now. So, but the point we're making here is this. We is equipped to deal with this right here as a soul machine. But the children of the book got to know who they are and got to know how Yahuwah will intervene. He's not intervening if your mind ain't right. So, oh, what you doing? Oh, I'm studying my book. But according to the book of Acts, mother, in the 8th chapter, can you help those see out in verse 26? Just read the way you see it, and we'll put the dramatics on it, mother. Because like I said, again, we'll go on and on and on, but for all of those that's on the network, on the international side, over 700,000 strong, we just look at what was going on that we can read and see one thing about the angel, always be peeping. So in 8:26, just watch this angel as peeping at this disciplined one called the disciple Philip. So the angel is peeping at him. And let's see what's going on in 8. Hey, Mother E, what's going on in 8:26 that we can read?
The book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 26. And the angel of the Yahweh speak unto Philip, saying, arise and go towards the south unto the way that goeth down from Judah unto Galilee, which is Delta.
Excellent reading there, Mother. That's excellent reading. That's excellent. You done it like a storm machine, and I like that. Verse 27.
Verse 27. And he arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopian and Antion, a eunuch of great authority on the Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasures and had come to Dr. Judah for to worship. Verse 28. Verse 28 was retired and sitting in his chamber, in his terrace, and read Isaiah the seer. Verse 29. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to the chariot. Verse 30. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understand thou what thou readest? Verse 30.
Stop it there. Stop it there. See? That's the point we're making right there. You can have a college degree. You can be in any institution you want. You can read all of the books. But do you understand what you read? That's the key. Do you understand what you read? That's what we want to know. Do you understand what you read? Now, so Philip ran thither. So now, he sees that this unit, he was over Queen Candace money. He was sitting in his chariot returning back from the Sabbath day, feast day. And he asked him a question right away. Do you understand what you read? We know you're a high standard man, and we see you read. But do you know what you read? Now, he can get... Now, Bubba Kaya read that many sorrows going to hit you because of your puffed up spirit. Your puffed up spirit was going to keep you down when we tried to correct you on where you need to be at. Then you always got to come back to that. You lose. Let's see, will he be in the win or gain when the question asks, do you know what you read? Although he said he read. What
do
you say in verse 31 there, Mother?
Verse 31. And he said, how can I except some man should guide me? And he desired.
I've read there. So understand this thing even from the beginning. The only way you're going to understand this book of Yahweh, a man must guide you first. A Yahwali man must guide you first. You're not going to break the protocol of this book. And anytime you got a comeback, you lose. When anointed is speaking to you, shut your mouth up, listen, take notes. But one day you'll be on the spot. It'll be to your advantage to always be big ears and a little mouth when anointed breaking in on you to correct you, led from Yahweh, and then you will see this thing unfold by saying, here am I. And we read over there, here am I. And that was excellent. So now let's go back to Brother Micaiah. So now we're clear that you have to be guided by a man. Amen. A Yahwali. I don't care how many books you have read and how many degrees you got. You will never understand Bible unless guided by a man. A Yahwali man. Ain't no way of getting around it. That's the end of it. Got it? Good. Go back, Brother Mackay, so you drop the verse down. So we done all that to take care of that one verse. The mystery is over now. The mystery is over. If you continue to keep that puffed up spirit, we've got them puffed up spirit, you lose. And that's what he's telling the seer, put in writing about these puffed up spirits you have when it's time for you to listen and be big ears and little mouth. Now read that verse again with that understanding there, young lion. Come on.
Okay, we're coming back to the book of Sacanazus, chapter 8, and we pick it up back at verse number 50. Verse 50 reads, for many great miseries shall be done to them that in the latter time shall dwell in the world, because they have walked in great pride.
Hold that point right there. Hold that point. Mm-hmm. Hold that point. Yes. Be like, you know, like the elder say, be big ears and little mouth, be quick to hear before you speak, because you never know when those seer got to come in on something. Because one thing about it, we not led by mortal means, we led by Yahweh's word. So we going to hold that point right there. See if we bring Mother D up Israel in the class, or take number 20. And when you meet the mother out of Cap 1, Mother D.F. Israel. Hey, Mother D.F. Israel. Yahweh be there, see Roy.
And Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of see Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there. Mother D.F. Israel. Now, we just had a profound statement based upon the fact in the latter days. So it's something else about this latter days, Mother. That word right there has a precept to it. Remember, every verse has a precept to it. Now, if it don't come to you, that means it's work you got to do. Now, I need to deal with that word, and I need a little help out your mother, dear Israel, or the young lion be riding shotgun with it. In the book of Daniel, it talks about the same thing. So can y'all help those seer out? He said, yeah, seer, go to Daniel, but I tell you what, seer, although you look around at the answer, don't say nothing. Let's see if one of the anointed camps pulled out about in the latter days, because some folks are happening in the latter days. So now, who going to help the old seer out so we can see what you're working with? Some folks to happen in the latter days that we can read. Can anybody help the old seer out that what's supposed to happen in the latter days? I thought old seer looking directly at it, but can anybody help the old seer out that something's supposed to happen in the latter days in Daniel chapter 8, verse 22 and 23. So something's supposed to happen in the latter days. Mother D. F. Israel, can you help those seer out? Because remember, every verse in the Bible has a precept answer. And when you have the spirit of Yahweh in you, it would tell you, yes, this happened in the latter days. Not only is that going to happen in the latter days, it's a precept to explain. So, Mother Israel, help them see out in Daniel chapter 8, verse number 22, down to verse 25. Let me say that we can read that, Mother. Daniel chapter 8, verse 22 down to verse 25. Thank you, that Mother Z. See, Mother Z sincere. Here it is right here. Okay, good. We got it. Oh, Mother Z, she all, remember, she will be giving a commentary a little bit later in the, on the broadcast. She maybe can speak on these powerful rabbis that's on the broadcast, you know. You never know. We'll find out a little bit later. One thing we do know, she listens very carefully. She did mention earlier that the mothers got to get together and get this knife built. Would maybe, I don't know, maybe put some kind of, something in it kind of, not on the belt, put something in it to kind of, when you stroke it a little bit, it kind of sting a little bit, you know, put something in it. You know, I mean, it got to be some giddy up coming up shortly. Some giddy up. So you got to watch and see where some giddy up at. And maybe they need a little extra push. And I know the best way to make anybody straighten up is push them some extra push to get a little more giddy up. Tell them some giddy up now. No doubt about it. Pick up verse 23 on verse 25. D.F. Israel, come on.
Daniel chapter 8, verse 22 to 25. Verse 22. Now that being broken, whereas four stood up for it. Four kingdoms shall stand up out of the nation, but not in his power. 23. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors, the sinners, are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding, dark sentence, shall stand up. 24. And his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. And he shall destroy wonderful and shall prosper and practice and shall destroy the mighty and the righteous people. 25. And though his policy also he shall cause chaff to prosper in his hand. Is that craft? In his hand.
Yeah, Hold on, Mo.
Yeah.
He gonna cause crap. So he said out of these four kingdoms that gonna come up, they gonna be using witchcraft. Is that what they gonna be using? And he said, this gonna happen in a lot of time. He said they gonna be using witchcraft. And he says he gonna destroy the mighty and the holy people. I mean, somebody, he said they're going to be, and their power would not be of their own. I mean, somebody else will be working this group. Is that what he's saying? See, that's what he's saying. We all can read the Bible, but you got to know what you read. He said the power is going to be by somebody else. And matter of fact, Mother E, can you help those see out in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 8? Can you help those see out? I want to take on their power, and it's not to be of their own. And somebody else going to work them out. Maybe a mother E, maybe they just find out who's going to be working these four kingdoms and giving them all this power that we can read. So in Thessalonians 2, verse 8, would tell us something. As a matter of fact, you might make a little spill on it, taking them down to verse 12. Because right now, the power might be happening in the latter days. So 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8, down to verse 12, hey, Mother E, can you help those see it out? Come on.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8 to 12. Verse 8 reads, And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Yahweh shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Verse 9. Even him who cometh he'll after the work of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Verse 10. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Verse 11. And for this cause Yahweh shall send them a strong delusion, that they should believe it. Verse 12. That they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness.
Hey, mother, did you just curse? Did you curse, mother? Did you just curse, mother? Hey, mother, did you just curse? Come back and you mean that's a curse word, mother? You back up to 11 and 12, and I want to know, did you just curse? I want to know, you mean that word in the Bible? Verse 11 and 12, say what again, mother?
Verse 11. Verse 11. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11. And for this cause, Yahweh shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. Verse 12. That they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness.
So wait a minute, mother. You're telling me that it's in the Bible. If you have pleasure in unrighteousness, according to the Almighty Yahweh, the four-letter man, you gonna be what, mother? I mean, if it's there, we gotta bring it out. You gonna be what?
Hey, Mother Z,
since Mother E don't want to bring it out, you might as well go ahead and bring it out, Mother. Look, oh, Mother Z, look here. I say something. What did it say that, Mother Z? What did it say? You going to be what?
Damn.
You're
going to be damn.
You see that? See, that's what we're trying to say. The Bible is telling you exactly what's going on, but we don't let the Christianity in the world just blind us from the truth. If you're going to do unrighteousness, you're going to be damned. That's what he's trying to tell you. Long as you don't make a Bible decision, you being damned. And you got pleasure in unrighteousness. What's unrighteousness? Right now you celebrating, and your family trying to tell you, let's organize up on the day that your forefathers and mothers were massacred, killed, raped. Little baby's heads were cut off. Blood ran down like a mighty stream, like Martin Luther King said. And now you're going to partake of, you know the truth of this here? Can you offer me a prayer? No. This is the massacre of family members that was all of the 12 tribes of Israel, because Judah, Benjamin, and Levi was over there too, part of them too. This is where you got destroyed at. No, I don't want nothing to do with your Thanksgiving. This was a killing to the children of the book, or the children of Israel. And if you got pleasure in that, Yahweh said you're going to be damned. That's what we read. So, but we found out damn is coming out of Mother Reed, who's going to be doing the damn. And back to Mother Mother D of Israel in 8 verse 22 of Daniel. He tell you who gonna be damned. Back to 8, 22. Hey, Mother, D of Israel, who going to be down that we can read? 8:22.
Okay. You want me to read 22? Verse 22?
Yes, ma'am.
Again?
8:22.
Daniel chapter 8, verse 22.
Yes,
Daniel
ma'am.
Chapter 8, verse 22. Now that being broken, whereas four stood up, for is it, four kingdoms shall stand up out of the nations, but not in his own power.
Okay. Four kingdoms going to stand up after they break down the dark race of people. So, four kingdoms, a lot of feedback. Four kingdoms will be stepping up.
Oh.
Four kingdoms will be stepping up. Now, these four kingdoms have names, but we're not going to cover all the names of these four kingdoms. This is where another lesson will come in place of these four kingdoms. But we found out these four kingdoms will be ran by Satan the devil. Now, if you have any record of the four kingdoms, it's written in your Bible who the four kingdoms is, but that's another lesson. But we clear that anything that these four kingdoms say, it will be coming from Satan the devil. So it's written in there, their power will not be of their own. Their power by precept in your Bible will be upon the authority of Satan the devil. Okay? So who gave you Christmas, Lord, God, Jesus, the first day of the week? Who gave it to you? The Bible didn't give it to you. Satan the devil gave it to you. So if you're doing the first day of the week, you're not doing nothing Yahweh's saying, you're going to be damned. That's what the man trying to tell you. So all that is in that. So now, and they're going to be using witchcraft, you see. So now skip down to verse 25 there, Mother D of Israel. Let's read. Now we're going to read. Now we're going to paint the picture. I don't know what's going on. You come on there. So we'll back up and let the elder. Hey, yo, Mr. Read that verse 25, and we'll see what's going on, because we're getting a distraction sound, Mother D.F. Israel. So maybe you take that shoe off and point at one of them grandbabies and tell them back up. They must be up to something. So, hey, yo, Mr. Tibbs, can you give me that 8:25 out your way of the book of Daniel? How about giving me Daniel 8:25 there? Elder, come on.
All right, give me one second here. We're looking in the book of Daniel. And we're going in chapter 8, verse number 25. 25 says, and though his policy also, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart of mind, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without him.
Catch something. He said he's going to magnify himself. And not only he going to magnify himself, he going to do something else. He going to do something else. In the 11th chapter, and something else he's going to do. Do you know this Bible tell you everything? It's something else he's going to do. And the 11th chapter of Daniel is something else he's going to do in verse 14. Look what else he's going to do. See, it's no accident, and that's why we keep telling you, listen, you're going to be damned unless you understand the true reason you've been created for these days. And Yahweh don't like it when you putting him as an afterburner. You got to go now. And not only that, they're going to do something else in 11:14. What they going to do in 11:14 is we can read that, Elder, Mr. Taylor. What they going to do in Daniel 11:14?
In the book of Daniel, chapter 11, verse 14, he says, in those times there shall many stand up against the king of the south. Also, the robbers of thy people shall exalt themselves to establish the visions, but they shall fall.
You see that? He said, they come in the latter days. He said, they're going, the robbers of your people, you're the ones that have robbed your identity, they got you saying you African American, Negro in color, and supercone, and they're going to establish a vision. What vision they established? In 1948, they said the land of Israel belongs to the Israeli and the Jew and the Jewish community. They don't establish that vision, and you can't do nothing about it. It was already prophesied they were going to establish a vision. Don't they say in 1948 they established their homeland, they the return of the peoples of the book? That's the biggest lie I ever told. See? But they have established a vision for you, and you ain't going to take care of no business. Why? It tell you they was going to do it. It's like a person telling you something in advance, and you still let the water that's on the door move. When you open that door, it's a bucket of water that's going to fall on your head. And you told that it's, that they already set the trap with the water with the bucket on top of the door. And you've been told in advance. And you still walk up on it and get the water dropped on you. Pretty outfit. So you got to listen. The Bible is a full knowledge of information, but you got to be in a position to say, "Here am I." If you're not in a position to say, "Here am I," you lose. I'm trying to tell you, you got to be in a position. You got to know why you created for these times. Right now, you must know that you've been created for these times right now. Now, Mother D of Israel, let's go to James chapter 4, 4 down to verse 8. Hey, Mother D of Israel, James chapter 4, 4 down to verse 8. If we're going to James chapter 4, 4 through 8, and Mother E have me first John chapter 2, 15 down to verse 17. 1 John chapter 2, 15 through 17. And then we're going to get back with the young lion after we lay this foundation. So you see, you're going to be damned if you continue to keep doing what you're doing. And he'll damn you in your brain, then he'll damn you in your body. You got to step to the plate and take care of Yahuwah's business or you're going to be damned. You heard what Mother Z said and grand stuff. See, Moses saying, bottom line, I'm going to get me a nice, strong belt that got some kind of insight, something in there, and I'm going to pop something on somebody. And I know I got the backing of the mothers. It's time to pop something. We got to get some giddy up out of these people. Mothers, get some giddy up out of them. All this bumming all around with all this good stuff right here laid up. We got to get some giddy up. That's what we got to do. What we're reading, Mother D of Israel, what we're reading out of James, this is Yahuwah the Son's brother saying 4:4 verse 8. What did he say?
James chapter 4, verse 4 to 8. Verse 4. You adulterers and adulteress, know you not that the friendship of the world is enmity with the Yahuwah? Whosoever, therefore, will be a friend of the world is the enemy of Yahuwah. Verse 5. Do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusts to envy? Verse 6. But he gave more mercy. Wherefore, he said, Yahuwah resists the proud, but giveth mercy unto the humble. Verse 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to Yahuwah. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Verse 8. Draw nigh to Yahuwah, and he will draw nigh to you. Clean your hands, you sinners, and purify your mind, you double-minded.
That's just like what Muller read earlier. He let you know, listen, you got to stop being a double-minded. I mean, he's making a thing. He's the man that's trying to tell you something. I'm ready to move. He's showing signs of making his move through the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. But the six anointed camps is not stepping to the plate. And he's not rehearsing the righteous act. He's going to be on the clock, just like the big dignitaries in the room right now to want to talk about a Talmud book. I'm going to talk about a Talmud book with the information that needs to be put in your possession. Then we can take time as long as y'all got your hammer down properly. But you ain't got your hammer down properly. It's all over the place. And that's why we keep telling you. You got to step it up some. And the mother's going to put some fire on you. And I'm telling you, I've been holding the mother all three on that. Listen, look here. They got some stuff. We need to put some licks on their back. I said, well, hold on, mother. Don't put a lick on their back. Let me give them a little more word. Because they've been ready to put some licks on your back. Huh? They've been got together to say it's time to put some licks on y'all back. So we ready to see something. A movement going on in this word. Now, hey, Mother E. Now, what you working with there, Mother E, over there in that 1 John chapter 2, 15 down to verse 17? What you working with?
1 John chapter 2, verses 15 to verse 17. Verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Verse 17. And the world passes away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of Yahweh abideth forever.
Hey, Mother, I'm getting excited. You reading that like you already been, you had the big stick waiting on that already. I mean, the way you read that is like you already knew where I was going and you were ready for it. I've been waiting on to put that. That's the way you read it. You guess who like it? I love it. No doubt about it. Precept on 40, verse 8. Of the book of Psalms behind that, what you just said, 40 verse 8, and Mother, dear of Israel, have me James chapter 1, 8 through 10 waiting on me. Then we get back to the young lion. So all that was in that one verse. So when the young lion read that 2nd Ezra chapter 8, verse 50, we've been gone about 30-some minutes away. You see that? All that is in that one verse. Now, precept that down to 40 verse 8 there, Mother E, in the book of Psalms, 40 verse 8.
I'm trying to get that. The book of Psalms, chapter 40, verse 8 reads, I delight to do thy will, O my Yahweh. Yea, that law is within my mind.
So what is Yahweh's will, Mother? Hey, Mother E. What is Yahweh's will according to 40 verse 8?
The law. The Torah instruction.
The law. That's it. Now, if you're not keeping the law, if you're not going to do the law, come on back, Mother, in 2 Thessalonians 2:10. He said, you're not going to do the law. Then what? According to 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 10, his will is the law. His will is the order. Now, if you're not going to do his will, which is his law, according to 2 Thessalonians 2:10, can't be read no better than Mother E going to bring it out. Bring it out again, that Mother E 2:10, what it say?
2 Thessalonians. Mm-hmm. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2.
Look at Mother Z. Hurry up and get down. Mother, don't you say?
Second Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10. And with all this and with all deceivingness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved.
Verse 12.
That they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have fled in unrighteousness.
My. You mean if we got pleasure in unrighteous things, when it's all said and done, Mother, what's going to happen to us and our loved ones if we got pleasure in unrighteousness? What's going to happen, Mama, according to verse 12?
You're going to be damned.
Mother of Israel, chapter 1, 8 through 10, what it says?
James chapter 1, verses 8 to 10, verse 8. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Verse 9. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted. Verse 10. But the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away.
So everything you see gonna pass away. Everything you see gonna pass away. So everything you see is already telling you it's gonna pass away. Now, Lord, dear Israel, give me that 2 Corinthians 4:18. So everything you see, you want to take all that money now? Well, I don't have my couch for 6 weeks. I need to give me another. Well, I got to change this right away. Everything you see is going to pass away. You got to understand these things. The reason why we're in the condition we're in today, because we always make our decision without the Bible approval. Now, 2 Corinthians 4:18 says what? That we can read. Hey, Mother. Mother, dear Israel, what we can read about 2 Corinthians 4:18?
You said 18.
Yeah, 4:18. What did it say? 2 Corinthians 4:18. What that say, Moses?
Okay. 2 Corinthians 4:18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
See that? See that? But we do total opposite of it. We do total opposite of everything contrary to the Bible, and we won't know. And that's why you got everybody else can talk they talk, and then establish the vision on your homeland through your own disobedience, and you can't get them out by reading the Bible. You can talk a good game, but you can't read them out through the Bible. See? I'm going back to the young lion again. Now, see, the young lion, when you drop that verse down there, young lion, you drop the profound verse down there. So all that was in that one verse. And that's what we're trying to say. We got to find out who's going to see that every verse in the Bible has a double meaning. And how are we going to hear unless we hear all understanding of those of the 12 out of all six counts? Get in one room. Let me hear what you're working with. I'm gonna see do you see in every verse is something in that verse. Every verse. Look what he just read out of that 8:50, the young lion read. Now we don't touch that 50, although we will hear it again. Then we go on to 51. Then we go to 51 after we hear 50 one more time. Although I'm not gonna comment at all. But all that was in that one verse. Now read again 8:20. You on the clock, come on.
Okay, we're going to 2 Esdras, chapter 8, verse 50. Verse 50 reads, for many great misery shall be done to them that in the latter time that dwell in the world, because they have walked in great pride. Verse 51. But understand you for yourself and seek out the glory for such as be like you. 52. For until
wait,
you...
Wait a minute. What did you say? What did you read out of that verse again? Did you hear what the man just said? What did he say again?
The book of Sagan's is chapter 8, verse 51. 51 reads, but understand you for yourself and seek out the glory for such as be like you.
He says, seek out the glory of such that be like you. You see what we do? You see what we don't do? We seeking the glory of everything that don't look like us. We go to these churches, and we see everything on the wall look like somebody else. We see they got dogs. They have dogs and show them which one you want, baby. Oh, I want that dark one. That dark one, it look nasty. It's ugly, see? You see what happened here? Everything that we get a couple dollars, and the first thing we do, we move in areas that look like somebody else. And you think you click it. What the brother say, the basketball player say. He said, yeah, Mom, I can say I made it now, Mom. What do you mean by you made it? Well, you know, I got this great contract. I can leave the area we're in now, and we can go now and bump shoulder with all the other folks now. You see that? You see what we do? Every time we get a couple of dollars in our pocket, we want to bump into people that look like somebody else. We sleep better with the enemy so close by. They be saying, my. Do you know we the one that got you paying water bill, gas bill, light bill, doctor bills and everything else, and you still skinning and grinning in our face? We in bad shape as a people. See, we in bad shape as a people because we don't know who we are. We don't know all the stuff that was in store on us in this Bible by not knowing our position in the Bible that Yahweh gave to you. He gave you a position. And he's not going to recognize you. And he said by the mouth of mother reading that verse, you're going to be down. You always going to come up short until you make a decision according to what this book says. Huh? And how many times have you made a decision according to the Bible? How many times? You barely can count it out of all the years of your life. You didn't make a decision according to the Bible. You made a decision on your feelings. You don't make a Bible decision. Because Bible decision says we do one thing, but we do total opposite. So, he says that, read that verse again, and I want to see that if something in it, but we're not going to take too much time in it, but I just want to pull one thing out after I hear it read again. I keep telling you, listen, every verse in the Bible, precept, answer to it, you can read the book all you want until you have been learned out of anointed, six anointed camps of voices of a true Israelite. You're wasting your time, and you'll be had in any book. You'll be had in any book once we come on the scene. You got it? Good. Read the verse again, that young lion.
The book of Sagan's, chapter 8, verse 51. 51 reads, but understand you for yourself, and seek out the glory for such as be like you.
Seek after the glory of such that be like you. Now, Ezra says in 8:19, look what was told to Ezra, you know, the Ezra man, but we're talking about they misconstrued his name in the red book called the missing book called Apocrypha. So we want to precept that and see what was said to Ezra in 2 Ezra chapter 8, verse 19. Now, remember what you just got through reading, and we want to peep and see about that verse in 8:19. What is that in your line?
Okay, we're going over to the book of Sacking Nazareth. We're reading chapter 8. We're going to pick it up at verse 19. 19 reads, Therefore, hear my voice and understand my words, and I shall speak before you. This is the beginning of the words of Ezra before he was taken up. And I said,
These is the beginning words of Ezra before he was taken up. Taken up, For the 14, verse 9. Same book, 14, verse. These are the beginning of, see, he let Ezra expound on the word of Yahuwah until he was taken up. And taken up, and look what was said to Ezra by him being taken up. What was said to Ezra in 14, verse 9 of the same book? Hey, y'all lying. Get in that microphone and let this off. These two big dignitaries understand something was said to Ezra before he was taken up. What was said to him?
In the book of Second Ezra, chapter 14, verse number 9. Verse number 9 reads, For you shall be taken away from all, and from henceforth you shall remain with my son, and with such as be like you, until the time be ended.
Did you hear the man just say? He said, hey, you can be with my son, and also you can be with what? What did he just say?
He said, the book of Second Ezra, chapter 14, verse 9, and with such as be like you until the times be ended.
Now look at that. Now look what we do. Now, we don't want to rehearse the righteous act even on that. He said, Ezra, you think be taken up, Ezra, and you'll be with my son, and such that be like you. Well, why we don't like that there? He let you know how this thing gonna be. Now, just like the big rabbis on the network, you know, two big dignitaries. Do you look like me? Is you like me? See. So automatic. I know you ain't like me. See. And something else I do know that it dawned on me that I do know, and it's in the book called, and it dawned on me something that is written in your Mishkan. In the book, we're going to give you an idea. We know that you got 2,711 pages in your book. Are we clear about that? 2,711. Something else we're clear about. We're clear about you got two books that is very important called a Mister, M-I-S-H-N-A-H. That book, you got that book. And you got another book in there called the Gemara, G-E-M-A-R-A. Two books you got in there. And in this Gemara book, this is what you got on page 538. You got something written on 538, chapter 7, verse 5 and 6. This is what you got written in this book. On page 5, you got, it is on unqualified, where you be automatically limited. I get the word right. You be disqualified for being a thing on page number 5. On chapter 7, verse 5. This is what it says. To be unqualified priest. What make a priest unqualified? This is what you got written in the Mishkan. Well, I forget about pronouncing. I just spelled it out. M-I-S-H-N-A-H. The law. In your book on page 538, this is what it reads. If you are dark-skinned complexion, you cannot be a priest. You see that? on in the M-I-S-H-N-A-H for law. Verse 5, if you be dark complexion, you cannot be a priest. Verse 6, especially black-skinned or Negro. Black skin or Negro disqualified from being a priest of rabbi descent. You see that? Right there. Page 538 of the MICHNAH law. You cannot be a priest if you dark skin or black or a Negro. On page 5 and 6. Now, what profit do I have debating behind what you in your out of your book? I know more about your book than probably you know about your book. So now, in these two main books would be the main books in your Talmud would be the MICHNAH and the G Gemara, G E M A R A. And we find out one thing, that in your book, you got 2,711 pages. These old notes you take a look at. So you sure you want to continue to monitor the Voices of the True Israelites? And you sure you want to debate? But if you want to debate, understand we're going to ask you something. We're going to ask you what's written by Mother Dear of Israel in the 34th chapter. Verse 16 of Isaiah, backed up with Mother E, and Revelation 1, verse 3. We're going to ask you something. We're going to ask you something that's written in the 34th chapter, verse 16 of Isaiah, by Mother D of Israel, backed up with Mother E, and Revelation 1, verse 3. We're going to ask you something. Let's see what it says. Come on.
Isaiah 34:15.
Make it 16.
Isaiah 34:16. Seek you out of the book of Yahweh and read. No one of these shall fail. None shall want her mate. For my mouth it has commanded, and his spirit it has gathered them.
So the instructions about Yahweh's messenger from heaven told the seer that you seek out of this book and read. So this is the book we're going to read. We ain't going to read nothing about no book that's made up by man. We're going to read the book that's, now can you handle that? Can we seek out of this book and read? Huh? We're going to read out of the Bible. We're going to read out of the King James Bible, and we're going to read this book. This is the book we're going to read. Then after we whoop you up real good in that book, then we might slap you a little bit with your book. But the first thing we're going to do, we can't follow. We got to leave. So the first thing we'll read is the book of the King James Bible. Because if we read that, according to Mother, going to read 1 verse 3, what kind of position do it place us in if we read the King James Bible, Mother E? And 1 verse 3. What kind of position would be in, Mother, that we can read?
Book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the word of his prophet, and keep those things which are written therein. But the
so,
time...
I'm not going to live a blessing. It's a blessing to be reading the Bible. So why would I be debating you on a book that you have made up in 200 A.D. and 500 A.D. We already know that. We ain't need that. So why would I debate you in a book that you put together yourself, and we already know what it says in 117, verse 19, Brother Micaiah, and Revelation chapter, hold what you got in that book. We already know what the Bible tells us in 117 through 19 and 4:1. So we know this already. And what do we know that we can read in Revelation 1, 17 through 19 and for one. Brother Makai, what we know that we can read, come on.
Okay, we're going over to the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 17 down to 19, and we're going to skip over to 4, verse 1. Chapter 4, verse 1. The book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 17 reads, "And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last." Verse 18, "I am he that lived and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. I am alive forevermore. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. And have the keys of hell and of death." Verse 19, "Write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter."
Wait a minute, young man. He said he got the keys of hell and what else?
He says he got the keys. He says in the book of Revelation, he said hell and death. Chapter verse 18, 118.
Oh, he got the keys. So this man got the keys to hell and death. He told John to write the hereafter. He told John his position. I got the keys to hell and death. Now put a mark in there and go to Mark 11:52 and come right back. And let's find out what he means by he got the keys to hell and death. What that supposed to mean? He got the keys to hell and death. What that supposed to mean that we can read? Go to 11:52 and see what that supposed to mean.
I'm going over to the book of Mark, chapter 11. We're going to read verse number. You say Mark chapter 11, verse, or what? What was that, 32?
Make it Luke. Luke. Thank you, Mosey. I heard Mosey. Mosey's not here. Luke. Let me tell you something, Sarah. We got our you too. We know a verse, folks. That verse. See, that's why you got to be lining up. Mosey said, no. Luke. 11:52.
You see that? See that's what it's all about. 11:52 in the book of Luke.
Thank you there,
Mosey. Okay, the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse number 52. 52 reads, "Woe unto you, lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You enter not in yourself." The key of knowledge.
Key of what? The key of knowledge. See, what I'm trying to have the world, the knowledge, Yahweh, I tell you, he got the keys of knowledge. He's telling you that if you want to find him in this book. You can't go into these other books and find him. This is the book you find in here. You want your blessing? You got to get it out of this book. The keys of knowledge, eternal life, is in this book. Not in the book called the Talmud. Man wrote that book after the Bible was closed in 96 A.D. And every book that come after 96 A.D., including the Talmud and everything else, is not from Yahweh. It's from Satan the devil. Once you know how to break the book down. Now go back to 4:1 and get a second witness. So in the book that you read that you're debating out of, if the Bible is not present, he told John, get back to 119 now. Get what he said in 119. Give me 119.
Okay, go.
Oh, you read one. What do 119 say again?
The book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 19 reads, "Write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter."
So when John put his pen down, the story of Yahweh had been told. So it's no need you read any book in a debate if you're not using the Bible. Because any other book besides 96 A.D., you violating the rules of Yahweh. So the Talmud was put together in 200 A.D. and 500 A.D. See? That's after 96 A.D. So that's not the hand of Yahweh. So, I mean, you could do it for reference to understand, but anytime it's about the business of Yahweh, we read all the books. But we clear that if it, of the bait going to be made, it's going to come out the good book. Because this is our strength. Why do we want to get in your mindset and we know our strength? 4 verse 1 says what?
Okay, going over to the book of Revelation. We're going to read chapter 4. We're going to pick it up at verse number 1. The book of Revelation, chapter 4, verse number 1, read. For after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up here, and I will show you things which must be hereafter.
So he said, come up hither, come up hither. I'm going to show you things that be hereafter. What he was telling to get your mind right. Give me a here am I. Get your mind right. I'm going to show you, John, the thing that's going to be hereafter. So when John put his pen down in 96 A.D., it was no need of nothing to come after that because the messenger spirit said, I'm going to show you the hereafter. And he made it plain about the hereafter in Matthew chapter 12, verse 31, 32, 36, 37. He made it plain, six anointed camps, about this hereafter talk. When the mental spirit tell you this is the way, that's the end of it.
Hallelujah.
You get caught up find something that's contrary to that, you lose. And you're going to be what Mother read in 2 Thessalonians 2:12. You're going to be damned. And you're going to have pleasure trying to figure out where they're coming from. And Yahweh gave you already keys to heaven and earth. And not only that, Mother dear of Israel, not only that, in Matthew chapter 16, verse 16 down to verse 19, Mother dear of Israel, not only that, when he passed this understanding, it's because he was tried to be tested. And that's what got to be done with you six anointed camps. You got to be tried and tested through the word. So all that having a comeback behind it, you must be tried, and here go your case in point. In the 16th chapter, Mother D.F. Israel, around by verse 16 of Matthew's, can you help go see out and take it down to verse 19? What does it say?
Matthew chapter 16, verse 16 through 19, verse 16. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art Yahweh, the Son of the living Yahweh, the Father. Verse 17. And Yahweh the Son answered and said unto him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. Verse 18. And I said also unto you, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my congregation, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Verse 19, and I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
Ain't that something? You hear the man tell me? He said, I'm going to give you the key to this knowledge, Peter. I'm going to give it to you. And you know your job is to teach the other 11. And whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. If you call it, that's the end of it. That's what the man saying. Do you know the power you got if you do what the man telling you do? He said, I'm going to give it to you, Peter. And you're the chief speaker of the nation of Israel. And whatever you say, that's the end of it. You hear what the man saying? So if you bow on anything, that's the end of it. Do you know the power you got, Israel, the children of Israel, the Israelites, if you do right? Here goes the power you got. But you won't do it. Now, Mother Eve, do you know that the seer had to make a statement pertaining to that? What did he say in 4 verse 6 of the book of Sirach, out of that little red book? Out of the book that the Roman Catholic Church, you know, just take out 14 books and hid it from you. They hid it from you. And they hid this from you right here in Sirach 4 verse 6. They hid something. But Mother Eve going to bring out they hid from you. What they hid from you in 4 verse 6 pertains to what we just got to read in 16:19. What he says that he pulled that verse from and said what? Hey, Mother Eve, what he say in 4 verse 6 of Sirach?
The book of Sirach, chapter 4, verse 6. If the curse, well, if he cursed thee in the bitterness of his soul, his prayer shall be heard of him that made him.
Yeah. He says, Peter, you got, look, whatever you bind on earth, it's bound in heaven. And Peter, if you curse them, in the bitter of your mind, your prayer gonna be heard. Do you know you got that kind of power if you do right? Even like hell. You can say, I'm tired of this wicked. Are you here? What you trying to tell us? Because you've been anointed. If you didn't know the power that you have, you would be keep on bumming around with this man. You'll get in order, and yet Yahweh put this double on us if we go down the road. But as long as you keep bumming around and making excuses why you can't get in that room, buck shoulders 1 hour, see what you're made of and see what you got going on, see can you precept anything, take an hour after time. How many hours do you work? 8? Okay. I say you work 10. Get your hour up and hour back. That's 10 hours gone. How many hours do you sleep? 6? 8? Okay, good. We'll give you that. That's 18. How many left? 6. You can't give Yahweh a 40-26. You can't give out of the 6 hours you got. You mean you can't give Yahweh a 40-26 of Brother Micaiah and Matthew? You can't give him a 40-26? Huh? You can't do it? You can't do it? Shame on you. Can't give a man out of 6 hours. You can't give him one or two. And look what Yahweh in 4:26 of the book of Matthew. What did he say, that young lion? What did he say?
In the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 40. Verse 40 reads, and he coming unto the disciples and finding them asleep, and says unto Peter, what, could you not watch with me 1 hour?
He said, you got 6 hours on the clock. You can't give me 1 hour. Peter, you can't give me. He found them asleep. And that's what we are on today. We sleep. And that's why the big spirit of we want to challenge you in the Talmud. How you going to challenge me in the Talmud and tell me in the number 15, 15, 16, as I am, so shall you be. I put myself up on a curse if I challenge you in the Talmud, something you made up in 200 A.D. And he told John right hereafter in 96 A.D., his pen was down. He threw right in 96 A.D., and I'm clear everything coming out to 96 A.D. from Satan the devil. And you said, debate you in a Talmud? Think I'm going to do it. I'm going to talk about you big time. I'm going to talk. But what are you reading in Revelation 4, verse 1? See, you understand something. We know how to get the blessing of Yahweh. And if we can get this sixth anointed camp to do right, the blessing going to flow everywhere. But you can't get a man 1 hour? You mean a room ain't set up yet? And all 12 of you are not in a room yet? You can't get a man 1 hour? That's why Mother keeps saying, here, I need to make up something real heavy.
I need to hit some backs in Camp 1. That's where I'm up. Hold on, mother. Don't go hitting the back yet. Put a couple more verses.
Yahweh,
soul is sold to the devil. What do you mean? Who, what devil you sold to? I sold my soul to the devil. All the ones that taking your dollars from you. But when you got the word of Yahweh, I can't nobody take nothing from you at the word of Yahweh. So the world going to pass away. And Yahweh going to take everybody down according to Mother D of Israel and 4 verse 6 of Zechariah. Everybody going down according to D of Israel. I hear you, Mother Z. When can I get in there? Hold on. Hey, give me a couple more minutes. Well, I'm back up. Now, in the book called Zechariah 4 verse 6, can you stay out there, Mother D of Israel? See, we got to be clear how this thing going to happen.
Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of Yahweh unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says Yahweh of hosts.
So, telling us to be a mother, what is he telling us we can read in 68 verse 11? What is he telling us in Psalm 68 verse 11 that we can read? I might. It's not about how you can jump over something or how you can shoot something around the corner. But what it's telling us is we know how they're going to be spiritual through this word. So what it tells us to read in Psalm 68 verse 11. Hey, Mother E, what can we read out of Psalm 68 verse 11?
Okay. The book of Psalms, chapter 68, verse 11, reads, Yahweh gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it.
Yahweh gave the word. Yahweh gave this word. Yahweh let the spirit down the side of his field. They found the hell. He said, great as those that publish his. See, you being great when you publish his word. His word is found in that book. Say you be great if you publish this word. Yahweh gave the word. So when you're reading this Bible, Yahweh gave the word. Great if you publish it. Is that what he's saying? All he and what he said in 17 verse 5 of Matthew, backed up with the young lion in 2 Peter chapter 1, 19 down to verse 21. Look what he says that we can read when he was doing all that tall talking. Matter of fact, read verse 3 down to verse 5 in the 17th chapter of Matthew's mother, D.F. Israel. There's a whole lot of tall talking was going on. And somebody was listening to all this tall talking in Matthew's chapter 17, verse 3, 4, and 5. But I'm very interested in what was said in verse 5 after we read verse 3 and 4. What was said, Mother D, up Israel, that we can read?
Matthew chapter 17, verses 3 to 5. Verse 3. And behold, there appear unto them Moses and Elijah, talking with him. Verse 4. Then answered Peter and said unto Yahweh the Son, Yahweh, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Verse 5. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. hear you him.
Now, who want to take a stab at what happened? Now they had good intentions. Oh, I won't do this. I won't do this. I won't do that. But all of a sudden, voice came out of heaven. Now, who want to break that down? What happened after they got good intentions? Oh, I want to do this. Oh, I won't do this. Let's do this. Let's all do this. But then, then something happened, and we want to break that down for those seals to happen. What happened after they bumped their gums? Go ahead.
Yahweh the Father spoke to them and told them, this is my beloved son, Yahweh the Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear you him, Yahweh the Son.
That's right. So you see what I'm telling you? Hear you him. This way you hear you him at right here. You hear you him not in no Jewish book. You hear him not in a Talmud book. You hear you him out of this book. This is what you hear you him. It's all that good stuff you trying to do, but make sure you hear you him out of this book. Now you all right. What you read? Are you reading something, Mother E? Is you reading something?
I thought you told me to read Matthew chapter 17:5.
My brother McCall.
Oh, I forgot now.
Brother McCall
got something. Okay, come on, Brother McCall. Yeah. What you got? I know somebody got something. What you got?
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 down to 21. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 reads. We have
what
also,
it read? Yeah, what it read?
Okay. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 19 reads, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, and unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your mind. Verse 20, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. Verse 21, for the prophecies came not in old time by the will of man, but righteous men of Yahweh spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
So, who moved them to write the Talmud in 200 A.D. and 500 A.D.? So who moved them to write that? See, that's the point. See, where you got moved at right now in 200 A.D. and 500 A.D.? Who moved you? We understand how the Bible was written. The Bible was written by, the Bible up to 96 A.D. was written by righteous men. Faith that they were moved by them. Angels came down. They moved him to get that pen out and start writing. That's how they got it. But what is the record of the Talmud in 200 A.D. and 500 A.D.? What is the record that we can read? Who moved you, or whoever wrote it, which over a million of those of the other nation read the Talmud. Who moved you to write? We know our Bible was what he moved holy men, righteous men to write the Bible. Man didn't write the Bible. Not any kind of man, because he had men that was righteous, anointed, wrote this Bible. But who moved the 200 A.D. and the 500 A.D. with 20 711 pages. Who moved to write that? And who moved to write that if you are a black Negro of verse 5 and 6 out of the Mishka says you disqualified to be in leadership. Who said that? And we read that Ezra was with people that looked like him. The rabbis don't look like the six anointed council voices of a Jew Israelite.
Hallelujah.
So what's going on? See, it ain't enough when you open this Bible up. That's the point we're making. Mm-hmm. That's the point we're making. I don't think you want to debate six anointed council. And we just want to give you a little taste on the run. We ain't even zeroing in on you yet. Now, in Brother Micaiah, we got to get two more in, then we got to bring in the elder and Mosesek said, listen here, I got enough down now. I'm ready to talk some now. I got enough going on right now. I need to address this national audience on what I heard. So now I want to go in Second Ezra, that young man. I want to see what it says in the 15th chapter of Second Ezra. He made a profound statement in the 15th chapter. And yet, though, see, in the 15th chapter, verse 1, you know, yep. And I'm going to look at 15, verse 1, 2, and 10, and 11. That's what I'm going to look at. Then we're going to pause. Now, Ezra, we find out that Ezra was supposed to tell everybody some good stuff before he was taken up to be with those that look like him. Okay. And we know in 2 Ezra, chapter 15, verse 1, 2, and skip down to 10 and 11. What does it say?
The book of 2 Ezra. Chapter 15, we want verse 1 and 2, and 10 and 11. The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 15, verse 1 reads, behold, speak you in the ears of my people the words of prophecy, which I would put in your mouth, said Yahuwah. Verse 2, and cause them to be written in paper, for they are faithful and true. Verse 10, behold, my people is led as a flock to the slaughter. I will not suffer them nor to dwell in the land of Egypt. Verse 11, but I will bring them with a mighty hand and a stretched out arm and smite Egypt with plague as before, and will destroy all the land thereof.
He's a man, friend. He says, my people will no longer be in Egypt. He said, I'm going to smite Egypt as before. So he's not talking about the ancient Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
See, the ancient, it ever happened already. He said, I'm going to plague them to be in Egypt as once before. We clear what he's done once before. So he's talking about an Egypt that is where his people's at, and the people's that where they at today, they are in, help me out, Mother D up in, help those see out minute. They are in 13 verse 3 of Exodus. The people he's talking about, they is in 13 verse 3, backed up with Mother Eve. 20th chapter, verse number 1 and 3. 20th chapter, this is 1 and 3. So can you help those, matter of fact, read 1, 2, and 3. We're going to pause after that. But he said, I'm going to plague them as once before. So when Ezra was, there was prophecy of the book going to be in a place called Egypt. But the definition of Egypt is to you is in 13 verse 3 of Exodus, Mother D of Israel. What do we say?
Exodus chapter 13 verse 3. And Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which you came out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. for by
the what? What is Egypt mean? What does Egypt mean?
Bondage.
Bondage. So wherever his people's at today, they're not in a position to be having all this on in every network it is. The children of the book is in what again, mother?
In bondage.
In bondage. They're in bondage. You in bondage when you pay the light bill and you paying for your water. You're in bondage. You didn't know that you was in bondage? When you just when you pay for land that you already had, your forefathers and mother already had, and they taxing you on your own land? They tell you, yeah. Tell them big athletes and movie stars, go on buy your great big old house and pay cash for it. But they never tell them that you never own it. Because you can never get even with paying on the land. You had a title in your pocket. But if you don't pay taxes for the land, that they'll create a tax for you after taking your land from you. And you celebrating the day of them taking your land, killing your offsprings. You would eat turkey dressing and everything else. Do you know what the cranberry sauce is? The redness is the blood that your fathers and them shed. You know what the stuffing is? They call it stuffing. And when they stuff you down off in holes, they killed you so bad, they made a big hole and put a hole and stuffed you in there. So when you eat stuffings today and tomorrow, that's just what they did to your people. Stuff them in the holes. And that cranberry sauce you got on top of that turkey, and you the turkey. You the turkey. The stuffings is when they made the big holes and kick you off into the hole, pack you in a hole, then on top you got the cranberries, right? You cut the little cranberries up and you put on top of the turkey, which is you, and that cranberry sauce just run on down. That was your blood that your old fathers and mothers. And now you say, and some of your parents, they come over and get a bit of this little stuffing down, maybe. Sauce on. Turkey. Well, Mom, we the turkey? We the turkey? We do. But the one that called all these wicked names. Yeah, we got to mute somebody behind that. We gonna mute the elder. Go to the mother. Well, what can we say? See, understand one thing. This Bible got me. So the elder of the big station goes back to the station. I'll talk. The room is. I get on the microphone. If you read anything, anybody hold. Mother, are you holding things for me, Mother?
Exodus chapter 20. I don't know if you said verse 2 and 3 or just verse
2 and 3. Give me Exodus. 1, 2, and 3. Thank you, Mother. That's right, Mother. Give me 1, 2, and 3. 21, 2, and 3. You want to get a second witness on this. I'm going to get them people that have been getting you. Egypt to you is where you at now because you in bondage whether you know it or not. Whenever you got to pay for your telephone bill, light bill, gas bill, water bill, then that's a sign you in bondage. And who are you paying to? The one that's taking your land? They untuck your land, and now they're telling you this. You can buy a home. Okay, go and buy your home. Let them grandbabies don't pay the taxes on that home. Then the home belongs to us. If you don't pay taxes for the house, you'll never own the ground you own, but they don't take in the ground. They say you can't never pay for the ground. The ground and the water. Two things that Yahweh gave you, land and water. And he got taxes on you, land and water. Now that's your friend? Got taxes you on land and water? I mean, land is abundance, water is abundance, and he got a tax on you for land and water. And you skinning and grinning. Huh? You should be learning this book. I don't care. You got tight in your draw. Okay, good. That's a good thing. You got tight in your draw. Let them piece of kids don't pay for the taxes on it. Watch they'll put you out for taxes. Yeah. Until you come back to this word, you're gonna be damned. Yahweh is not co-ruling with anybody. See, I'm told you. He told you in 7:56-57. What he said at Bumakai in 2 Ezra 7:56-57. What did he say that we can read?
What
he said that we can read? Chapter 7, verse 56 and 57. What he said that we can read?
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 7, verse 56 and verse 57. The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 7, verse 56 reads, "For while we lived and committed sin, we consider not that we should begin to suffer for it after death." 57. "Then answered he me and said, this is the condition of the vow, which man that is born upon the earth shall fight."
He said, this is the condition of the battle, y'all. Either you're going to be damned or you're going to be blessed. It's up to you. This is the condition of the battle. Once you broke away from the covenant of Yahweh, you continue to put all your stock into, I got to keep my place up the snuff and taxes. Listen, you can never pay the taxes on your land. Your grandbaby, your grandbaby's baby is going to lose the house for taxes. Huh? So never think, remember, the land was given to you. It's Shem's land. It was given to you. This day, that they call Thanksgiving, your foreparents were slaughtered. Men, women, child, babies, they cut their head off. They said, look, we'll kill them so good, we need a big hole. They push you off into the hole. Your blood ran like a mighty stream. And you enjoying turkey and dressing and potato salad and cranberries? You is the turkey? They shut down this and everything for these next days, right? And said, now go home and enjoy us cutting your forefathers, mother's hand, wrist, taking their head, kicking it down like soccer. They did all that to you, see, right? You probably somewhere in the corner crying about what they did to your parents. Parents will tell you, is you come over and get a plate? I said, what? Come over and get a plate? Do you know what this day really is? You still blind, Mom? Granddaddy? Cousins? Still blind? You ain't listen to the voices of a true Israelite. There's no time issue. You both be in the corner with a rag in your eyes, rubbing your eyes on what they did to your forefathers. You see, and mothers. And nieces and nephews. Although their spirit is back in his hand, and guess what? He ripped them out right back into you right now. And it should activate you. Remember, we read in 12 verse 7 of Ecclesiastes, the spirit returned back to him. The spirit don't die. You're going to place that spirit right back off in you right now. And you fighting against it. And you're going to be damned until you come back to this Bible. Led by the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelite. And that's for the whole world. Your only way back, get behind the six anointed camps. But get behind us. All you big dignitaries, play behind us. We'll give you the truth. Listen and obey it. All right, good enough. Come on, Mother, give me that 21, 2, and 3, what it say. Then we'll bring Mother Z in, and Mother Z going to address this national audience shortly. Give me 20, verse 1, 2, and 3, what it say.
The book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 1 to 3. verse 1. And Yahweh spake all these words, saying, verse 2, I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Verse 3, thou shalt have no other false Yahweh before me.
He said, I'm the one that brought you out of Egypt. And Egypt to you is the land of bondage, the people of bondage. So when you see Egypt, he said, I'm going to plague Egypt again as I've done before. You know what Egypt talking about? The place you live in now, see, really? He said, I'm going to get there. Once you finally wake up and put your fringes on. Keep the Sabbath day. Keep the feast days. Do what the man tell you to. Get in order. If you were born a male, understand you must leave. If you born a male, you must follow. You must be a helpmeet to him. Whatever he tell you do, supposed to break out running doing it. That's when you're up on the wheel of Yahweh. And guess what you will get, and guess how you're supposed to respond. And give me, help me out, young line. Give me Ruth 1:16 through 18. Backed up with Mother D of Israel in one verse. It'll come to me in a second. But we got to understand, when we respond to the Bible, Tobit chapter 8, verse 8. Hey, Mother D of Israel, have me Tobit verse 8, verse 8. Show the response supposed to be, when you're about Yahweh's business. Hey, young man, what can we read out of Ruth chapter 1, 16 through 18? What it say?
Book of Ruth chapter 1, verse 16 down to 18. Verse 16 reads, and Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you or to return from following after you. For whether you go, I will go. And where you long, I will long. Your people shall be my people, and your Yahweh, my Yahweh. 17. Where you die, and where, and there will I be buried. The Yahweh do so to me, and more also if aught but death part you and me. Verse 18. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her.
You see that? That's the kind of spirit that got to be in the family. Whatever you own, I'm on it. Whatever you die in, I'm going to die there too. That's when Yahweh is going to kick in. When a Yahweh man understand his position, and the woman understands that she was fed to follow this man all the way to the grave. That's when you working with something. And guess what you'll get? And Mother D of Israel going to get it. They're going to read it out in Tobit 8, verse number 8. Where's that mother? Where's that mother?
Tobit chapter 8, verse 8. And she said with him, hallelujah.
Yeah. You see what she say? She said, hallelujah. See, that's the spirit you want to make so it's rich in the foxhole. A hallelujah better half. All you supposed to hear from your better half is a hallelujah. That's the end of it. Now you got the blessing of Yahweh over your head. And what come out your mouth is hallelujah, whatever you say, hallelujah, that's it. Now you got the blessing of Yahweh. And on that note, we're going to bring in our Mother Z. Mother Z, this is here. I got a to talk about. When would I get on that microphone? All right, Mother Z, follow Yahweh Judah. Yahweh be to the sea, royal.
Bless and keep you, seal Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Now, we don't have a whole lot of good stuff there, Mosey. And we heard you in the background getting old seal right, Kevin. Hey, that's the wrong verse. This is the right verse. So now, right now, the world is listening. Over 700,000 plus on the international side. Take your time. And you got a couple big dignitaries listening too. Big dignitaries listening that want to debate the voices of the two Israelites. They listening too. So whatever you got that Yahweh gave you, take your time. You're on the clock. Come on.
I'm going to read in Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, and then I'm going to go to Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 1. After this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it was of a thunder talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show you things which must shortly be afterward, hereafter. And then I'm going to Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 1. Now it come to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month, in the first day of the month, as I was among the captive by the river of, sea, that the heavens was open, and I saw visions of Yahweh, verse 2, in the 15th day of the month, which is the first year of King Jehoiakim. And then I'm going to go back to Revelation chapter 1 and verse 10. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 10. In verse 10, and I was in the spirit on the Yahweh's day, and I heard behind me a great voice as of a thunder, verse 11, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what the sea write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesians, and unto Samaria, and unto Patmos, and unto T, and unto S, and unto the Philippi, and unto L, verse 12. And I turned to see the vision that spoke with me, and behold, turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet, and about the path which was gold girdles, verse 14. His head was his hand, and his head and his hair was white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes was as a flame of fire, verse 15, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burn in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And I'm read 16 and I'm gonna stop. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp edged sword, and his continent was as the sun
shining in his strength. Aluyagwa. Aluyagwa. Aluyagwa.
Yeah, he's all that, Mother Z. He's all that, no doubt about it. Now, that meant one thing. A mother come on airways many days I'm on the airways. And one thing about it, it'll tell you one thing. She'll give it all she got. And some dust says, Yahweh, what about you? What about you? Now, hey, that Mother Z, Mother E. And that Mother E, I'm going to look at a verse. I'm going to look at a verse in Luke chapter 17. And Luke 17, and we're going to pick it up at verse 33 down to 36 in a closing statement. Hey, Mother E, what it says in Luke chapter 17, verse 33 down to verse 36 in a closing statement. We catch you on the top part of the Sabbath day. What it say? Come on.
Okay. The book of Luke, chapter 17. Verse 33 to 36.
Mm-hmm.
Luke chapter 17, verse 33. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. 34. I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed, and in one bed the one shall be taken and the other shall be left. 35. Two women shall be grounded together. The one shall be taken and the other left. Verse 36. The man shall be in this. The two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left.
Yeah, that's real nice there, Mo. So we see the one going to be taken and one going to be left. That's good. Hey, Mother, what's your closing statement behind that? You on the clock, come on. Say, you're going to be taken, you're going to be left. That's what he say? So, what do you say? One going to be taken, and one going to be left. Hey, Mother. So, Mother, what's your closing statement is behind that?
Just thanking, praising Yahweh for this class. Thanking and praising Yahweh to be in the class. And thanking and praising Yahweh for the ones that's listening. And I'm going to read one of the songs. It said, make a joyful noise unto the Yahweh, all ye lands. Serve the Yahweh with gladness and come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Yahweh, he is Yahweh. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Verse 5, but Yahweh is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations.
Excellent. Hey, Mother D up Israel, what do we say if we can read in Sirach chapter 12, verse 10, down to verse number 15 and the closing statement? What is, hey, Mother D up Israel.
Yeah.
Sirach chapter 12. 10 down to verse 15. What is saying 10 through 15 in closing statement there, Mother D up Israel? Let's see what's going on. Let me read in Sirach chapter 12, verse 10 to 15, and the closing statement. What can we read there, Mother?
Sirach chapter 12, verses 10 to 15. That's what you said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what Sirach, I said. That's what we said.
Sirach chapter 12, verse 10, read. Never trust thine enemy, for like as iron rust, so is his wickedness. Verse 11. Though he humble himself and go couching, yet take good heed and beware of him, and thou shalt be unto him as if thou had wiped a looking glass, and thou shalt know that his rust has not been altogether wiped away. Verse 12. Set him not by you, lest when he has overthrown you, he stand up in your place. Neither let him sit at your right hand, lest he seek to take your seat. And you at the last remember my word and be pricked therewith. 13. Who will pity a charmer that is bitten with a serpent, or any such as come near wild beasts? 14. So one that goes to a sinner and is defiled with him in his sin, who will pity? Verse 15. For a while he will abide with you, but if thou begin to fall, he will not tarry.
So although they might tell you, come on, let's debate with me, and we'll send for your tickets and stuff, and come on, debate with us, that what we don't set up. And then all of a sudden, oh, you want me coming? You gonna send us some round trip tickets and everything, huh? But he tells you in the Bible, never trust your enemy. Is it? So that's what we keep telling you, see, Ray. Never trust your enemy. Why don't you understand what the Bible says? Never trust your enemy. I don't care how good the suitcase look. Never trust your enemy. Why don't you hear that? You don't hear that, huh? No problem. Closing statement, that mother. What you got to say to her? I never the closing statement. You on the clock.
Yes, I want to read Jeremiah chapter 10 in addressing Israel. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 1. Hear you the words which Yahweh spake unto you, O family of Israel. Verse 2. Thus says Yahweh, learn not the ways of the nations, and be not amazed at the sign of heaven. For the nations, the heathens, are dismayed at them. Verse 3. For the custom of the peoples are vain. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of hand of the workman with the axe. Verse 4. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. Verse 8. But they are altogether brutish and foolish. The stock is a doctrine of vanity. Verse number 15. They are vanity and the work of error. In the time of their visitation, they shall perish. Verse 21, for the pastors are become brutish and have not sought Yahweh Therefore, they shall not prosper, and all their flocks shall be scattered. Hallelujah, qua. Hallelujah, qua. Hallelujah, qua.
Hallelujah, qua.
He said, all this flock is going to be scattered. He said, they're not going to prosper. And all these good preachers right now, they're doing their Thanksgiving. They're getting ready for the Thanksgiving. You know, yeah, Thanksgiving you some killing. They gave you some killing on this. They gave you a whole lot of killing. And guess what?
That's what they Christmas.
Guess what? Say what again, mother?
I said they getting ready, getting geared up for their Christmas.
And they getting for their Christmas. They gave you all these things, and you want to know what'll happen. And your parents gonna say, "Well, you know, this is the day that we always been meet up once on." But mom, we got knowledge now. This day is a Thanksgiving for us.
Mm.
Oh, you must be listening to the voices of the true Israelite again. That's what you doing. Yeah. Well, no problem. All right. Hey, young line. Hey, how about giving old Cyril what's written in Luke chapter 14, verse 12 down to verse 18 and 24 in the closing statement? Luke chapter 14, 12 down to verse 18 and 24 in the closing statement. What does it say that, young line? Luke 14, 12 down to verse 18. And 24 and a closing statement. We catch you similar. Friday night broadcast is on at 7:30. 7:30 on Friday. Clock you online, come on.
Book of Luke chapter 14, verse 12 down to 18 and verse 24. Verse 12 reads. Then said he also to him that bade him, when you make a dinner or a supper, call not your friend, nor your brother, neither your kinsmen, nor your rich neighbors, lest they also bid you again, and a recompense be made you. Verse 13. But when you make a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind. 14. And you shall be blessed, for they cannot recompense you. For you shall be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. Verse 15. And when one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, he said unto him, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of Yahweh. Verse 16. Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade men. 17. And sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. Verse 18. And they all with one consent begin to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray you have me excused. Verse 24. For I say unto you, that none of those men which were bidden should taste of my supper.
I'll read verse 18 again.
The book of Luke, chapter 14, verse 18 reads, and they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray you have me excused.
They make excuses while they're not in that one room, bumping shoulders and talking some dust heads, y'all, while one out. They keep on making excuses. Remember in St. John 7, verse 6, your time is always. Stop making excuses. Stop wild business. On them 3-6 hours you got, put one in Yahweh. Young Lion, you on the clock for your closing statement. Catch you all at 7:30 tomorrow. Take us home with your statements there. Young Lion, you on the clock. Come on.
Okay, I'm going to read the book of Exodus chapter 12, picking up at verse number 28. For the sword of one shall devour the other, but at the last shall he fall through the sword himself. 29. And whereas you saw two feathers under the wings passing over the head that is on the right side, verse 30, signified that these are they whom the highest Yahweh has kept until their end. This is a small kingdom, it's full of trouble, as you saw. Verse 31. And the lion, whom you saw rising up out of the wood and roaring and speaking to the eagle and rebuking her for her unrighteousness with all the words which you have heard. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, young lion, it's all yours for the close. Take your time. Give them some more. What else you got to say?
All right. I just add a little bit more to on the reading side. Verse 32. This is the anointing I have kept for them and for the wicked to the end. He shall reprove them and shall unbribe them with their cruelty. Verse 33. For he shall set them before him alive in judgment, and shall rebuke them and correct them. Verse 34. For the rest of my people shall he deliver with mercy, those that have been preserved upon my border, and he shall make them joyful until the coming of the day of judgment. Wherefore I have spoken unto you from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how's the family doing? Hey, young
Ron,
how's the family doing?
Family? What? Family doing
well. Yeah, how's the family doing? How's the family doing there, young
Ron?
Let this national audience go out.
Well, I got to thank Yahweh for another blessed day to read his word, and thank Yahweh for my wife and daughter. And for the opportunity to teach them the Torah instructions of Yahweh. I got to thank Yahweh for that as well. And thank Yahweh for the seer, for the elders, for the mothers, for all the brothers and sisters, and the teachers and all the six anointed camps. Also got to thank Yahweh for the opportunity that he gave the reasons where the Yahweh left everything under the seer Israel of Seed Roy. And on that note, I say hallelujah, Yahweh, hallelujah, Yahweh, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. I'm happy. Yeah, I'm happy. I'm saying one thing, and the mothers is happy. See, we happy when we see the progress of us learning his word, and now it's time to apply it. I'm going to tell you something, because the mothers have said, see, and I, we need to do what we got to do. I'm holding the mothers back right now. From whooping your back when y'all walk past. I'm holding them back right now. So you know, it's time to make a change. Get this man 1 hour out of them 6 loose hours you got. And get some dust head hair work. Do I might act like I don't see the mother when they pull out that belt with them stickers on it and hit your back. Back. You got it good. That's enough said there, WCC. We had enough. So to the big dignitaries that's in the room, understand one thing. We don't follow, we lead. And I'd probably, got it? Good. We're going to leave it like that. See, if keep talking. We ain't going to cut you off. Well, I'm through talking. Tomorrow after 7:30. So from all of the Nordic camps, it's time to learn. Thus says Yahweh, and apply it. It's time. Meet them where they at. Lead by example through the word of Yahweh. That's it. You can cut me off now, WCC. I'm tired of it now. I'm through. Yahweh be with the mothers, the sisters, the elders, brothers, everybody. Catch you tomorrow at 7:30 tomorrow.
Yahweh bless you so long. 7. You say 7, Steve.